Hello, and welcome back to Fully Functional, the go-to place for all things health and wellness, where we put the fun in functional. Hello, Dr. Galina.
Hi, Beata.
So today we're diving into a topic that's maybe a little bit uncomfortable, but incredibly important, the stomach flu, which I know has been going around as of late. And, you know, it can knock you off your feet and leave you running to the bathroom constantly.
Not only is it uncomfortable to talk about, but it's actually uncomfortable to kind of go through it. It's a very unpleasant virus, definitely. It's been making its rounds this year more than usual. It's highly contagious, so it's just everywhere and everyone has it
Exactly. Right now. But today we have some natural treatment and prevention tips to share with you guys. So very exciting.
Yeah.
Okay. But also too, I'd like to remind everyone that while we are certified functional practitioners and passionate about natural health, you know, we always recommend consulting with your healthcare provider for medical advice.
Absolutely.
Just a little reminder there for you.
Yeah.
So, Galina, do you want to start off?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, let me just quickly get into what this virus is, just a couple of sentences on that. So it's commonly known as the stomach flu, but what it is, it's a viral infection of your gastrointestinal tract. It's called the norovirus. And usually, you know, it's very contagious. So, you know, if someone in your family has it, you're almost guaranteed to have it as well. And the symptoms usually last anywhere between 1 to 2 days, so 24 to 48 hours. The common symptoms are nausea and vomiting, dehydration, diarrhea, low-grade fever, headaches, body aches. So similar to a flu in the sense that your immune system is taking a beating, but here the major focus of this virus is your digestive system rather than systemic symptoms. Although you'll have some of those systemic symptoms, like I said, like a fever. And again, that fever is mostly because your immune system is trying to fight the virus off, and then you get this low-grade fever. So it is a very unpleasant virus. I actually just had it myself, as well as my daughter. Lots of patients are reporting having it. So, I felt it's important for us to discuss it, as it stands. Yeah,
of course. So let's talk about now, prevention tips. How can we prevent getting this terrible virus, uncomfortable virus? So starting off with basics, tip one, I'd say hygiene is pretty much the most important. It might be basic, but washing your hands thoroughly with soap and water, especially after using the bathroom. And of course, before eating or preparing food, I think is your first line of defense.
And I just want to say, especially if you are taking care of someone who already has the virus, you know, making sure you're using those hygiene practices is even more important.
Absolutely. Prevention tip number two, hydration, water, ensuring you're drinking plenty of clean filtered water to stay hydrated and help flush out those toxins. And, you know, if you're living in areas where the water quality is a concern, I would stay away from tap water as much as possible. Boiling water before drinking is probably a wise move.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there is that connection between the gut microbiome and susceptibility to the stomach flu. And this whole area is a fast expanding area of research. But, you know, as we know, and we've discussed, the gut microbiome actually consists of trillions of microorganisms that include bacteria, viruses, fungi, and other entities. So living in the digestive tract. So, you know, research is now suggesting that the composition and diversity of your gut microbiome can influence your susceptibility to these infections. So that makes me, that leads to prevention tip number three, diet, including foods that are rich in probiotics, those good bacteria that help support your microbiome, like fermented foods like yogurt, kefir, sauerkraut, tempeh, and also fiber-rich foods too that help support your digestion. You want to keep things moving in the gut. But if you're currently battling the stomach flu, you might want to ease into these slowly.
I would also say, Beata, that in addition to adding things into your diet, you know, it's just as important as to eliminate certain foods, right? So like inflammatory foods, you know, excess sugar, all the things that deplete your immune system, and also, you know, especially sugar, you know, it really feeds any microorganisms that shouldn't be there.
Sure. Yeah. So then so we have the prevention tips, but how about when you actually catch the virus? What do you do? What are our treatment options here? So I would say, Dr. Galina, I would think staying hydrated is probably very, very important on the top of the list. Drinking water, clear broths, electrolyte solutions to prevent dehydration, you know, that's being caused by that vomiting and diarrhea.
Yeah. Definitely. And there are, you know, when you are, you know, having, you know, vomiting or diarrhea, obviously you're losing essential minerals and nutrients, right? So there are certain foods as well, right, that can help replenish that, you know, besides adding electrolytes to your drinks, right?
Exactly. You know, there's now a study that shows Celtic salt is actually a very clean source of natural source of minerals, electrolytes, and only just a little pinch of Celtic salt in your clean filtered water can be a solution for you to prevent dehydration and offer that electrolyte boost naturally. And also too, ginger and peppermint are very powerful. Ginger tea, cutting up a few chunks of natural ginger root and boiling that, creating this nice soothing tea, can help soothe the stomach and reduce nausea. And then the peppermint tea, you can buy loose leaf. I would suggest loose leaf primarily. That can ease that digestive discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're talking about a diet, I think one of the go-tos for when you're in the middle of this virus and can't really keep much down, I would suggest a diet called the BRAT diet. Once you're starting to actually consume just a little bit, you can stick to the BRAT diet that consists of primarily bananas. That's very soothing. To the gut lining, rice, just plain rice, basmati rice, I would say, would be a good option there. Applesauce, and just plain toast, you know, the good old-fashioned toast. These foods are gentle on the stomach and can help bind stool. So that's
right. And you know what, actually, speaking of rice, something interesting that I learned, a little trick, you can also make rice water, which is basically the water, that excess water, you know, when you boil your rice, that excess water that kind of stays there. It actually helps to constipate the system, so to speak, right? And so that, you know, binds up everything and stops the diarrhea in its tracks, hopefully.
Right. Good. And really time, right? I think most importantly, be patient. This virus doesn't last very long. How long does it last typically on average?
24 to 48 hours on average.
Yeah, 48 hours. Yeah. So I think patience and time and lots of rest.
Yeah.
And not exerting yourself and, you know, being gentle on yourself is really the way to go.
Yeah. And, you know, after, you know, when the symptoms kind of start resolving after that initial 24, you know, sometimes 48 hours, just being careful about what foods you're reintroducing back into your diet, right? Eating more of like a bland diet, avoiding the, you know, the spices, the dairy, heavy sauces, you know, and again, still focusing more on the BRAT diet foods that you just mentioned, and broths and plain like chicken and things like that.
Exactly. And then starting to reintroduce, again, probiotic-rich foods and nourishing your gut and your microbiome moving forward is very important. Looking into possibly supplementing with a good probiotic in the future. here is not a bad idea, along with a natural antimicrobial that you can use on and off just to, you know, keep the harmful bacteria sort of at bay. Oregano oil is a good option. Grapefruit seed extract is a good option.
Echinacea also is great.
Yeah. Olive leaf extract as well.
Yeah. I was actually going to say there's some really great immune, like the, my go-to immune boosting, you know, herbs are echinacea. There's something called astragalus, andrographis, probiotics, vitamin D. Those are all obviously, you know, your typical, you know, vitamin C, vitamin A, zinc, you know. All those herbs and nutrients are great for both during and after the infection.
Yes, absolutely. I think keeping your immune system nice and strong is very important. Definitely.
Yeah. I'm also, you know, a fan during and after, a fan of IV therapy. I think it's a great way to hydrate, you know, as well as replenish nutrients, boost your immune system. So it would be great both during and after, you know, the viral infection.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So just wrapping up, I think the, you know, the stomach flu is certainly no picnic. Luckily, I haven't experienced that yet this year. So hopefully taking these preventative measures will help to avoid catching it. But
And you know, unfortunately, like, you know, in my case, for example, you know, my daughter got it first. And, you know, as I mean, I did as much prevention as I could, but I also happened to be the direct person that was taking care of her during, you know, the virus. And unfortunately, you know, cleaning up her vomit, you know, not to be too descriptive, but that's exactly what was happening, you know. So, you know, the exposure was great. And, you know, I definitely caught it. You know, we can do our best, obviously, but this virus, what I want to stress is this virus is very contagious. So, you know, just something to understand about this virus.
Yeah, definitely. And remember, guys, if symptoms persist or you can't keep liquids down, it's really important to see a healthcare provider.
Yes.
So if it lasts longer than 48 hours, going into 3-4 days, I would suggest, seeing a doctor for that. Yeah.
Or also if your fever spikes really, really high, you know, typical stomach flu, you know, has a low grade, mild fever. But if your fever starts going up, you know, that's a sign that something's turning more serious. So definitely seek professional help.
Yes. Great. So, dear listeners, stay healthy, stay informed, and we'll see you in the next episode of Fully Functional. Thanks, Dr. Galina.
Thank you, Beata.